blur the number.
Tonight, the major meltdown for the nation's largest wireless carrier.
Your call cannot be completed at this time.
Verizon customers across the country cut off by a massive network outage. The trouble began around noon Eastern time, with the outage tracking website downdetector.com listing New York, Philadelphia, Houston, Atlanta, and Miami as among the places with the most reported issues. Emergency management teams in multiple cities warning that people may not be able to call 911.
If you have access to a landline, use that. And if that is impossible, go to a police precinct or go to a firehouse.
Verizon customers taking to social media expressing outrage that they couldn't contact loved ones.
Baby, this is unacceptable.
Or stay connected for work.
Verizon counter days because I literally had to stop at Starbucks.
Verizon telling NBC News that their team was on the ground actively working to fix the issue, adding that we know this is a huge inconvenience. The company did not provide a reason for the outage. Verizon, with more than 146 million wireless customers, often promotes itself as the most reliable network with its famous catch line.
There's only one best 5G. You hear me now?
But tonight, the advice from officials for when you can't.
It's also a good reminder for people to have an emergency plan, to have backups, plan A, plan B.
And with that, Brian Chung joins us now live in studio. So, Brian, the big question tonight, is there any indication that this is because of a hack or some type of sabotage?
Yeah, Tom, Verizon did not respond to our question about the root cause of this or if this was the result of any hack. But a lot of people will recall 2 years ago, AT&T experiencing an hours-long nationwide outage, which they said was the result of an incorrect process used when expanding the network. They said, Tom, at the time, that was not a cyber attack. Again, referring to AT&T.